Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Matt Jones. He is the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Trade for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about here is we get this big announcement coming for the province, nearly $5 billion being invested into northern Alberta. Why don't you just take us through some of the things that are part of this announcement here?
Yeah, so we've got about a $5 billion package if the budget 2025 is passed that will deliver real solutions for the unique challenges facing Alberta's north, including on the economic and workforce side, but also on infrastructure, healthcare, and K-12 and advanced education.
So definitely a lot of big investments happening there. And I know particularly here in the Peace region, there's been much discussions recently about trying to help get more job growth happening and whatnot. What are kind of some of the things in some of this package here, if you will, around trying to help get more job growth happening in some of the northern communities?
Yeah, so the first piece out of Jobs, Economy, and Trade is the Northern and Regional Economic Development Program, or NRED program. And we're going to be investing $9 million over the next 3 years to provide funding to northern municipalities, nonprofits, indigenous communities for projects that help support and retain businesses and that will increase investment attraction. And we're also going to continue our investments in the Northern Alberta Development Bursary Program, or NADB. And that basically provides bursaries to students who choose to live and work in the north in fields that are critical to the north's success. So that could be in healthcare, that could be in education, that could be in industry, so that they are educated and live and work in the north.
Certainly there has been much discussions from people around here recently about government spending up here in the northern part of the province. What do you think is really some of the big important part of making sure that sort of this area of the province gets you know, its fair share, if you will?
Yeah, that's always top of mind whenever Cabinet or Treasury Board are deliberating and you've got great MLAs who represent the northern communities. In fact, the areas outside of Calgary or Edmonton do receive a larger portion on a per capita basis in infrastructure spending. So I can touch on what Budget 2025 proposes for the north from health's perspective. They're proposing $15 million in planning funds for eight new urgent care centers, including in Cold Lake and Fort McMurray, $12 million for the rural remote northern program to enhance healthcare services in underserved areas. They've got $12 million for physician support to help recruit and retain doctors in rural, north, and remote communities. And, of course, the $80 million over 3 years for the Lacrete Maternity and Community Health Center, which is a project that has a lot of support in the north. And they're also going to be funding the completion of the expansion of Slave Lake's EMS station. So that's just on the healthcare side. We also have heard that we need additional infrastructure in the north, particularly around highways. So there's a $1.25 billion proposed in Budget 2025 to expand emergency routes and to expand highways, including paving Highway 58 and Highway 686, and also design work on Highway 28. So really trying to respond to those unique needs of the north, and there's a lot in this budget to do just that.
One thing I know that's been brought up recently around the economy is obviously more diversification, especially in light of the interesting situation we got going on with our neighbors south of the border. So when it comes to some of this investments the province is making into the northern Alberta and even some here in the Peace region, how is this going to help with some of the economic diversification the province is looking to do?
Yeah, we have a program within Jobs, Economy, and Trade called the Investment and Growth Fund, and this is basically a deal-closing incentive that we offer to job creators who position themselves around the province, including the north. You may be familiar with one of the recent grant recipients called Logistic Unicorp, which is building a new hemp processing facility in Elk Point that's going to source their fiber from nearby First Nations. So we have programs in place to incentivize investment in the north. And we also have regional economic development specialists and workforce consultants and people within Jobs, Economy, and Trade that really work every day to support investment and expansion in the north and diversification.
And finally, whenever you have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we are very much coming up on springtime across Alberta. A lot of warmer weather, snow melting a bit, maybe people getting outside a little more. And some people have different activities they like to do when the spring rolls around. What about you? What's kind of your go-to springtime activity?
Well, I have three boys and a daughter, but certainly the three boys would like to get to playing hockey in the cul-de-sac. So that's probably first on the agenda, but then, you know, biking, walking, all those things.
Certainly you got a lot of busy time to get there. Hopefully you get some time for that. Matt Jones, Minister of Jobs, kind of being trade for the province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.